Okay, Parshat Devarim. It's Rosh Chodesh Av.
Yeah.
The 9 days. And Parshat Devarim starts with a historical review. Moshe goes through what they how they've gotten to this point after 40 years. And part of what he does, he mentions the invasion conquest of the lands of Sihon and Og, the east bank of the Jordan. And this is Perek Bet, Vashlach Malachim Mibar Kedmot, and I sent messengers from the eastern wilderness, El Sihon Mel Cheshbon, to Sihon as the king of Cheshbon, that's now northern Jordan, southern Syria. Divrei Shalom Lemar, I sent words of peace. Message of peace saying, Ebron Be'atzecha, let us pass through your land, but derech we'll stay on the roads, lo asur yimin u'smol, we will not go left and right, and et cetera, we'll buy food from you. Lo avas Sichon mel Cheshbon havirenu bo, and Sichon, the king of Cheshbon, did not allow them to go through. Kiksha Hashem ukechet rucho, because Hashem hardened his heart, he made his spirit, he made it levavo, and strengthened his heart. Leman tito b'yachagim azeh, so that he would be put into your hands as clear as today. Right? Hashem hardened his spirit and strengthened his heart, so that you could conquer him, and now you live in the land. You have conquered the lands of Sihon and similarly of Og up in the Golan. So my question is why? Why does Hashem harden his heart? The implication is that he would have let him through, right? Why not allow him? Let Israel go through. They would have collected all those easy pass fees, made a lot of money. Wouldn't have bothered him. Clearly, Moshe thought it was a good idea. They sent the peace emissary. Clearly, Moshe didn't want Bnei Yisrael settling on that side. Somehow Hashem wants a war. Strengthen his heart, Hashem says, Leman tito b'yachah, so that he is in your hands. And we've seen this idea of Hashem hardening the heart, right? Making someone, taking away someone's free will. But that was different because Paro was a bad guy. Right? Hashem hardened his heart, Chizak Paro was a punishment. That's right, the Rambam looks at it. This is from Mishnah Torah, Torah with Hilchos Teshuvah. You have free will. Paro. That's why it says, I will strengthen Paro's heart. Because he sinned initially, and he was evil to Israel. He enslaved them. He refused to let them go the first 5 times we asked. Right? As it said, they're plotting against him. They took away his ability to do teshuva. That was a punishment. He was taken. His free will was actually taken away. Came a pea zombie, as they say in the literature, a philosophical zombie. Acts like a human being, but no longer has any consciousness. That was the punishment for him. That's what it means to be chizik. But Sichon hasn't done anything wrong. We don't see any Sichon here. This seems to be pretty arbitrary. So the question is, what's going on? And this seems to be somehow very important, right? This war with Sichon Og is critical to Moshe's whole speech. It starts out, this is the very beginning of Sefer Devarim, Vayibar Shana, Vashtesa Chodesh, Bechala Chodesh, and it was in the 40th year in the 11th, in the Rosh Chodesh of the 11th month of Adar. Moshe starts telling Bnei Israel, this is a lecture, this is all the commandments that God has told you. And he did this after he conquered Sichon. Torah needs to mention that. This happening after the conquest of Sichon, that's the wealth of Cheshbon, and Og, the king of the Bashan, in the city of Ashur Bedrei, and it was there in the on the east side of the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moshe began or decided to explain this Torah. Acharei HaKotot Sichon. Somehow this clearly the Torah happens after he conquers Sichon. That's somehow relevant. And similarly, in the whole Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Kim Chasdo, we say in Sukkot Zimra on Shabbos, talk about how wonderful it was when we left Egypt, and Hashem Lamakim Malchim Gedolim Kilim Chasdo. God conquered great kings, because his mercy endureth forever. and kill the powerful kings, Kilim Chasto. And beyond that, Sichon Melech Hamori, Kilim Chasto, Og Melech Bashan. More than conquering all those kings, we conquered Sichon and Og. Why was that so important? Why do we care? That's the question. As a spoiler, I have no idea. I don't have an answer. Okay, just in case you're really wondering, hopefully I can really come up with something brilliant here. I don't. Let's keep developing. You could argue that it wasn't necessary because that's what you're gonna that was gonna instill the fear of Hashem, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bnei Israel, the hearts of Canaanites. Right? When they left Egypt, the nations were all intimidated. They were scared. They were impressed by all the miracles of Yetziat Mitzrayim, of Kriyat Yam Suf. We have that in Isaiah Shir.
Ah,
Good
here we
morning.
are.
Get up early.
Yeah, we've been up for a while, actually. I'm sorry, we just logged in now.
Oh, okay. Hello. And it says Shemu. This is again. This is Az Yashu. This is after Yetziat Mitzrayim. The nations heard and trembled. Chilach Az Yashrei Palashet, trembling. Took hold of the inhabitants of the Philistines. The leaders of Edom were afraid. Eli Moab, Yachzei Marad. The leaders of Moab were afraid. Namogokosh, the all of Canaan melted away. That was then, but that was 40 years before. Memories fade. There needs to be a new example of Hashem's power. Possibly. And in fact, when the spies go to Rahab in Jericho, when they actually enter, before they enter the land, they send spies out. That's the beginning of Yeshua. And that's what she says to them. Vatemar Hashem, Rahab, the Zonah tells the spies, Yadati, Kinatah Hashem lachem ataretz. I know that God has given you this land. Kinafla imatchem aleinu, your fear has come upon us. Kinamogu kol yishvei ha'aretz. All the inhabitants of the land have just melted before you. Because we heard about the splitting of the Yam Suf, Mitzrayim, when you left Egypt. But Asher asitem the same Achayim Asher Yordain. And we heard about how you conquered those two kings, the Amori, on the east side of the Jordan, the Sichon Laog. Again, the Sichon Og, Asher Achamtemotam, you wiped them out. We heard them by Maslow and our hearts melted. No one's got any spirit to fight you. Now we know that your God is God in the heavens above. So that battle helped that. But it doesn't seem necessary because there are plenty of miracles out there and they're going to have more miracles. So why not just ignore Sichon and Og, walk, drive down the highway, and then the we have the splitting of the Jordan was itself a miracle. We have the whole siege of Jericho, the walking around and the shofar blowing and the walls collapsing. That should be enough of a miracle to intimidate anybody, right? And in fact, it says that explicitly in Yeshua. Vikashmo kol malchei Maria sheba every Adin, Yama, and then all the Emori on the west side of the Jordan, kol malchei Kanani, all the Kananites, Asher Yam that lived by the sea. That Hashem would split the Jordan. That's the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, out of Avram until they passed by. And they were afraid, their hearts melted. Because Eliyahu is going to distract everyone. We're going to watch. Hi, Eliyahu. They had no spirit. Exactly what Rahab says about. The conquest of Sichon Og, just the splitting of the Jordan was enough of a miracle that impressed everybody. And in fact, if you want to know which one gets down in the songs, it's Joshua, Battle of Jericho, Jericho. And the walls came a-tumbling down. Thank you, Phyllis is going to sing for us. Okay, that impressed people. No one remembers Sichon and Og. So it seems like the argument that the battle was there in order to be an example of God's power doesn't seem like a good argument because we have other examples of that coming up.
Coming up, but Rachav was.
Right, but we didn't. But you didn't need to impress the inhabitants of Jericho because that was conquered just by them walking around and the walls falling down.
Yeah.
In other words, that
Okay.
wasn't so much of a battle there. So I don't think
Mm-hmm.
that's a good argument.
Yeah.
But I don't have an
Okay.
answer. Okay, the question is, why does Hashem harden Sichon's heart to force this battle? Why do we talk about it so much? Why not let B'nai Israel just walk through? Why is this important to have this battle? And Moshe doesn't start his lecture until after the Battle of Sichon. We mention it specifically. We'll say, hi, Leah. But I don't have an answer. I'm sorry. I looked for a good answer. I thought about it. I don't have a good answer. If anyone has a good answer, let me know. So I'm going to go Hasidic on this. We're going to look at it as a, from a completely homiletic, metaphoric perspective, if you'll indulge me here. Because Moshe's speech wasn't meant to be a history lesson, the homiletic lesson. We're going to try to learn something from it. It's this war with
What does
Sichon. It has,
homiletic mean?
so it's there to teach a lesson.
Oh.
Let's look for an official dictionary definition relating to a homily. Well, does it help me?
Oh, homily. Yeah.
Here, homiletics in Wikipedia
The
says
question was to define homiletics, which
the
was
art
defined as us
of,
relating to homily,
yeah, that's the
which
way
we
to define
defined
it.
it was in
The art of
English.
public preaching. The composition and the delivery of religious discourses, sermons, homilies, and catechetical instruction. Delivery, it's a sermon. Okay. So, and we saw that when we've looked at
Oh.
Parshat Chukat when it describes the war with Sichon.
Oh, sorry, what was the original question? Sorry, and I came late, so I'm a bad
The original
student,
question
but
says, okay, well, Moshe tells that Sichon didn't let us go through. Hashem hardened his heart so that he wouldn't let us go. So that he would get you would be able to win this war.
Mm.
Wasn't for Hashem hardening his heart, he would have just let them through.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's the question. And when you look at the original description, Parshat Chukat, of the war, it starts by Yishlach Yisrael Malachim, Sichon Melech Hamrin. We have the whole, they send messengers and he doesn't let them through. And Israel settled in all of their cities. And then,
Oh,
for some
yay.
reason, we've got a song.
It's
The
Missy
popular.
Elsa
It is exactly Messias Hasharim. Okay, I'm going to, just for Leah's sake, we're going to scroll down to the bottom over here.
Wow.
It says,
This is what we were just learning.
I have been learning Messias Hasharim
Wow.
from Leah.
Oh, yay.
Okay,
Okay, so
so this is
we
what
didn't learn
inspired me.
tonight, but
Okay, this was just
oh,
something we
thanks,
didn't know.
Abba. Okay.
So this is what I'm going to do. Okay, but in the description of the war, we say, Hicheshbon ir Sichon melech Amori. Hicheshbon was the city of Sichon, the king of the Amori. And he had fought with the previous king of Moab. He conquered half his country until the Arnon rivers. Where Sichon is living used to be Moabite territory. Sichon conquers it, B'nai Israel conquers it from them, and that becomes a big battle for the next 300 years, as we know from Sefer Shoftim. Okay, but Al Kein Yomro Moshlim, and therefore the Moshalim, people who write Moshalim, right? The songwriters, the parable writers say, said, Bo Cheshbon, let's go to Cheshbon. Let's build it and establish it as a city of Sichon. Again, it had been Moabite city, conquered by Sichon. Now it's Sichon's capital. The fire has gone out of Cheshbon. Lava Sichon, fire from the capital of Sichon. It has consumed Ar, the city of Moab. Baalei Bamot Arnon, the masters of the high places on the Arnon, the river. That was the mashal, the song of the. Why
Who's
you
the
read
ish? Just every man?
where
Okay, ish. Oh, ish, ish. Sorry.
the fire has
Yeah.
come out of Keshbar.
Okay.
Okay, right. Okay, and then so the Gemara takes this explicitly homiletically, right? This clearly has nothing, we don't really care about this, not about Israel's battle with Sichon. This is about previously Sichon's battle with Moab. Why bring the song in here? So Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my yativ, Al Kein Yomro Moshlim." Why do we have this whole Moshalim So read it. Moshlim Eloha Moshlim Biyitzram. Moshlim here means those who are Moshel, those who rule over their own nature. People of a strong moral character. Such people say, Bo Cheshbon, you need to make a calculation. Again, Panam Cheshbon, the name of the city, it's a Cheshbon and Nefesh.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
That's so good.
Amru Moshlim Bo Cheshbon, Bo Vinachshav Cheshbono Shalom. You need to make this fundamental calculation about how life works. Have said mitzvah kineged tzchara, figure out how much you're going to effort you have to do for mitzvah versus its rewards. Tzchara vera kineged hevseda and vera. You need to think about the reward for a sin as opposed to its as to the price you'll pay.
So interesting how this is a Gemara, because typically you think if you didn't see the source, you might think this was already like a homiletic interpretation from a. Yeah, Hasidic source or a rabbi wanting to give a drasha.
Right, so this is a very Hasidic kind of Gemara here in that
But
sense.
It's a Gemara.
It's a Gemara. Gemara definitely says it. We need to read this because there's no other way to understand it besides homiletically, because it just, why include it at all? I mean, I have no doubt that this actually was a pop song for the Emori at the time. Yay us, we conquered the Moabites. But why put it
why
in
is
Torah?
It in the Torah?
Okay, so Tibo Nev Tiko Nen, let's establish it and set it up. Imata Osekin, if you can do this, you can make this cheshbon on Nefesh, Tibo Neb Olamazeb Tiko Nen Lamaba, you'll be set this world and world to come. That's Ir Sichon. Ir Mesim Adam, Im Mesim Adam Otsmoki, Ir Zed, the city of Sichon, Shemahalech Achar Sichon Na'a. Sichon is a pun on Sicha of speech. You need to talk right, okay? It's Sichon Melche Emori. It's the Soche, the king of those who are Emori, who are speaking. Okay, that's it. You need to look for it. You need to speak correctly. Omakati Bacharav, and after this, Eitz Yatzah Mecheshbon, because a fire comes out of this Cheshbon, Eitz Memachshavim, that the fire will go out of those who can do this calculation, who can think about what they're doing. And those who do not will be destroyed. This is about Moshlim say, Bo Cheshbon, you need to think. And so as Emma says, that's Moshe's message here. When he's saying, I'm teaching the Torah, Moshe couldn't teach the Torah until the people learned the lesson of this war with Sichon.
The war of Sichon with the previous. Or their
well, war again. Sichon becomes this whole symbolism of those who are making the cheshbon. The battle with Sichon becomes a symbol for, I need to make a cheshbon. You're right. It's not the literal war that happened.
Okay.
But, right? And this is where he puts it. Achrei koto. Barakatu b'shem mori zekeneza. He's pointing it against his grandfather, the first Ger Rebbe. He kodem ibud atona sha'im across the four these Rishaim were gone. Lo yachol lefaresh el devarim. Couldn't start explaining the Torah. Ubira od and explained klipat sichon mel cheshbon, that the klipa, in the Kabbalistic sense, the shell that keeps you from getting at the holiness inside, that was the klipa of sichon. Hu machshavot ha'ra'ot. That's thinking bad thoughts. And then he goes into it, but I think the Slonimer, the Nesiva Shalom, I can't say Nesiva Shalom, the Slonimer explains it more clearly. How do you want to think about this? Again, this has been a Hasidic way, much more metaphorically. And this is the Nesiva Shalom. Ne'ita b'sifra kodesh degel machaneh, and machaneh Ephraim, and I was quoted in this book, Machaneh Ephraim, b'shem Baal Shem Tov. Hakadosh. I don't know what Zayin Yud Aleph means. But the Baal Shem Tov said, Mem Bet Hamasaot, the 42 journey stations along the way that's listed in Parashat Maaseh that the Bnei Israel went through. They're listed in the Torah from a Hasidic point of view, Shem Sheachim L'Kol Echa Be'echa, because those are all relevant to each one of us. Kamosh Yisrael Avru Mem Bet Masaot, just like Bnei Yisrael went through 42 stations, 42 journeys, Me'et Sheyetzu Mitzrayim Avu Omer Yisrael, from the time they went from left Egypt till they came to Eretz Yisrael, Kakol Yudit Tzarek Lavor Mem Bet Masot. You have 42 journeys, moral battles, stages of development in life. If you're, who's the one who has the seven stages?
Is that Erickson?
Is that Erickson about like generativity versus self-worth? And
I think it might be Erickson.
That's Erickson. Yeah, that's Erickson.
Ericksonian, right. He's got seven, okay? Baal Shem Tov says there's 42 stages. I don't know if he goes through them all in detail.
He does?
I don't know. We have to put that. He doesn't list it. He says this was one of them. I'm sorry?
Where does he get this number from?
Well, if you look at Parshat Maaseh, when it says the journeys, right? They vayachanu be it's a geber, I assume it's a geber vayachanu barbot moav, etc.
On
that whole list. Because there are 42 stops on that list.
Okay.
And we haven't given away, I've got a little map of them that we've now replaced. We're cleaning up here. But I can show that. But you can look at the 42 journeys. Here it says that's Krausel's, these 42 stages of a person's life. Mates say, Toby Bet Imo, from the moment they leave the womb, Ad Shavu Beit Olamo, until the time they go into Olam Haba. You need to accomplish this. Because each one of these stops corresponds to a specific journey that every one of us goes through and has a journey. So this last one here, Sichon, was one of those. You have to do
what
something.
What is that word there with the apostrophe?
Where are you?
Kol Masahu, what?
It should be, it's Bichinat.
Oh, Bichinat.
Yeah. Five, six, I'll expand that. Let's see if I can do that.
I think it's
Bichinat.
Yeah.
What? Bichinat. It should be, yeah, that's right. It's not. But it's definitely not so.
Okay.
Hold on. Save that.
Netivot Shalom. That's a nice little phrase.
Yeah. Does that come from somewhere? Does that come from Pasuk or something?
I don't know. It's the.
Could be a name of a writer,
of the
you know, like Chafetz Chaim. Danny, that could be your pen name when you
I
write your
book. I
thought it
was going to be the Talmid Atik.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Well, because girls like that one.
Talmid Atik? Why?
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, old-fashioned.
Old student, experienced.
Got to listen to the Vatikin. But I like this one too. Nitivot Shalom.
Well, I thought it would be if you could think of a pun with your name, that would be nice.
Ah,
the Maharal has a whole book on Nitivot Olam. It has all these chapters, but I don't know if it's from the Maharal. Okay.
Right. But, like if your name was Shalom, then we could have.
Yeah, exactly.
Shalom. Oh, okay.
All right. I'll work on that.
Right. Yeah. So the most important thing is to have a good name that people can call you, like the. Right. The
right. Like
Shalom
the
says this, right?
The Chafetz Chaim.
Meshech Chachma. Right.
Yeah. The Wax Dock and Barrel says.
I'm learning Daniel here with the local Rav. So there's a place toward the end when it gets back to Hebrew and he goes, Ani Daniel.
Okay.
Oh.
You like that?
Okay. Well, any rate. Okay, part of the battle is controlling our sicha, right? Sicha, the MLE.
Are you calling us chatty?
But so, anyway, the way the Tiva Shalom, in short, says sichon is one who speaks, which is everyone. Every human being is a sichon in some sense, right? Famously, we all know the Unkelus when it says God created man, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim et Adam Afar min Adama. God creates a human being, it dust out of the earth, and blows the breath of life into his nose. And a human being became a living soul. Unkelus famously translates that living soul, And
Shalom say that that's the first step?
No, this is actually one of the last steps.
This is one of the last ones.
Yeah, Shalom says it's the first one. But for here, again, if it were corresponding to the journey of the 42, this bow with Sichon Og is one of the last ones. But the event. So Habat Ba'adam Ruach Mamalia, that a human being is not Nefesh Chaya, but is a speaking. Mamalia is the bear. Human being is the speaking animal. That's what makes us, right? Sichon, the human being speaks and acts.
Boy, that's quite a translation. I mean,
is this famous. Hebrew, or is this
Aramaic? That's Aramaic. Right? V'rashem elokim yat adam afra min admata. That's, you know, that's a literal. And created God the man dust from the earth. It's exactly the same. That's pretty close. And instead of chaya, it's mamalia.
Sorry.
You translate that as speech.
Wow.
That's what makes you human. Okay? And so your battle is the bo cheshbon, to do the cheshbono shel olam, make that calculation. So here's the tivut olam again. The inyan sichon v'og. They are the two hardest klipot shells. Again, in the Kabbalistic sense, that keep you from getting to the Kedusha. They are the ones who guard the entrance to the Eretz Yisrael, in terms of the spiritual goal that we're trying to get to. And didn't allow Bnei Yisrael to enter.
Here, I think Neftachai might be like the keys. Like, literally, they guard the keys to the land of Israel.
That's the entrance. We're saying they're standing on the keys. Okay.
On the keys, yeah. No, it just makes sense.
Inyan klipat sichon v'og, same klipach and the kabiyoter. That these are the strong, the strongest, the hardest klipot. Amit arot that appear v'echiyudi omed kvar lagiel liyudo tafkido. That's when you're right there, right on the edge of getting to where your goal is. That's what stops you. Sichon Og. Az yesh b'kocha klipa hamoneh ba'adel, because then you have this powerful, the power of this klipa, this shell that stops you. Inu menichol ha'sig yudo, and you can't get to your destiny. Rak acharei hakato es sichon melech mori ve'o melech b'shal. It's only after those are conquered, lacha shechnia Moshe klipa hazot, when Moshe had suppressed that Lipa, that would stop them. So Moshe could start explaining the Torah.
Wow. Right now,
this is the Torah of entering into Israel. We can do this.
So that's another parish of Ho'il. What Ho'il means then? That he's doing. Why is Moshe now explain? Why Moshe couldn't explain the Torah before? Why didn't Moshe explain the Torah? It wasn't complete until they got over this klipa.
That wasn't complete. That he couldn't say. They couldn't accept it. The Bnei Yisrael couldn't get to this point without getting through that.
Okay.
Now then, because then Bnei Yisrael could accept it. Asiga or a Torah, and to achieve this way of Torah. Niftach lem petach shel Yisrael. So now petach means entrance, right? Now the doors are open. Eretz Yisrael Torah, they can accept. Again, how likely this is? Virtual, yes, this spiritual journey here they have to get through. You need to get past this klipa of bo cheshbon of making cheshbon.
So,
interesting. We go back when it says Hiksha Hashem Lokech Ruchov et Miesel Levavo, Hashem hardened his heart. It's not saying about Sichon, the king of the Amori. It's talking about all of us. Hashem has hardened all of us, our spirits, and given us all our hearts, all this great strength, because inertia is really hard. Habits are hard to break. Okay, and now I'm going to get back to the Mesilat Yesharim that we started, that I mentioned, because Leah immediately recognized the lesson here. Okay,
recognize the verse.
Well, you were paying attention. That's good. Mesilat Yesharim is Ramchal's. Basically, it's a step-by-step program for spiritual improvement, one step at a time. And he says the first step is what he calls zihirut, which you could translate being careful, being watchful. I translate when his meaning is mindfulness, being aware of what you're doing. That's the cheshbon. It's not even about making good choices. just being aware that there are choices out there to be made. Don't just go on automatic. Okay? This is the Sharim. Ne'inia zihirut. The idea here of zihirut. He said, Yeah, Adam nizhar masav v'inyana. Person should be aware, right? Yeah, of what they're doing, what they're thinking. Glomar, bitbonin, understand, umefakeach, and be have your eyes open. Amasav v'darkav, what you're doing, where you're going. Hatovim heimim lo, whether they're good or not. Just to be aware of them. The v'tia zov nafsho sakanat avdom, to not abandon yourself to just random behavior, chas v'shalom, v'yech v'mahalach hergalo, and not to go in it. By habit, or iver ba'afela, like a blind person in the dark.
Oh,
iver.
Iver,
yeah.
What if you have to put another vav there or something?
Okay, this is the way it's
spelled.
I can put a vav. You want to put a vav there?
Oh, you just copied it. Iver.
Sorry, yeah. I'm sure Masil Sharm didn't write it in Malay. That's a. That's a.
Well, that doesn't look good.
Is that better?
I don't know. Maybe just with the yud.
Isn't it just like that, but it's just minuka differently? Isn't just
one vav? How about, let's put a... Whoop. Everyone be very...
That look right. That looks right to you, that ka'or, you know?
Yeah, it's not an or there. Yeah, right.
I know.
How about iver?
Maybe with a yud?
How about with
nikud? It did nikud.
Nikud help?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Nice.
Are you impressed by my programming skills that I can just...
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You know, I had the whole keyboard. You see the little keyboard with the only code in there?
Very impressive. Aviva says it's spelled correctly.
Is that how you spell Iver?
Okay.
No. Okay, Iver ba'afela, like a blind person in the dark. The point why a blind in the dark is not only you can't see, but nobody else can see. I know we can help you. Okay, that's what it goes means to go by habit. If you can't get that point, you can't become a better person. You're not going to accept the Torah. Until you can actually do a cheshbon. Think about what you're doing. Then you can worry about whether you're making the right choices or not. But too much of what we do isn't even a choice at all. And this is the way Rabbi Ira Stone, who wrote the commentary that I have on Masil Yesharim, put it, as he wrote, is being mindful of oneself and one's relation to others every moment. Necessary prerequisite to the practice of Musar, whose goal is to become aware of the feelings, actions, and thoughts that constitute a person's psyche. That's the first step. Okay, and that's what I would say, that's what it means to have is a statement about us. Hashem created us with a ruach kasha and lev emetz. And you have to overcome that. Say, okay, I'm going to think about what I'm doing.
Oh, cheshbo. Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Nice.
And that's why he says, so you could have fight this battle so that you could control this now. And it's now, today, you have controlled that. And now you can go on to Eretz Yisrael. And it's hard, but it's possible. And it's critically necessary.
So, Hiksha Hashem at Ruchenu, it's like helping us. Is that what it is?
No, I'm reading it as a way. Hashem created us with this ruach kasha.
Heart and heart.
We are set in our ways so that we can do this battle. That is part of our job on earth is to make the battle. Hashem is right. We are have kasha. We are an amkshe oref, as Hashem likes to call us.
It's not like he's helping us by making us strong so we could prevail.
No, I mean, no. We assume Hashem helps us, but that's not the way I would interpret this phrase. Right. Hashem created us with this hardness, this klipa that we need to crack.
But even though it's Sichon who's winning, wait, Alkein Yomer Moshe Bo Cheshbon, they're talking about Sichon.
They are. So we have to fuzz this a little bit.
Yeah.
You could say it's like what Phyllis is saying, that Hashem's hardening our hearts to strengthen us to... do those things?
Yeah.
I don't think it fits with the rest of the Lamont.
You don't. It wouldn't that. Fit. Oh,
I don't
okay.
think it's there. So I mean, that's why I want to ask you.
Because you know that phrase "va'ametz et libo." It sounds very positive.
It does, but clearly in the literal context of it, you know, it's not right. Clearly in the literal context,
right.
it's
right.
He, Hashem
like made, paro,
made
heart, like paro,
right, hardens yeah. his heart. That's not a good thing. Hashem made right. his heart that he didn't see what was clearly the better solution, which in this case was let them right. go through. They'll go through.
But we're going
they'll pay
so
you.
A-literal that with twisting everything. So maybe this too, a meitzet libo. I don't know.
You can. I certainly with this kind of interpretation, you can do that as well. I'm going to go the other way around of saying that.
So this is our cheshbon. And the second one was speaking. Sicha,
right. That it's ears.
So that sichot kind of falls aside. What happened to that? That's a big deal.
Sichot and Marie is talking about us. That we are the ones who speak and are do. That's a human being.
Oh.
Sichot
not that's another
human
klipa, right? That's not
no.
a klipa that we.
No,
should
that's just to say that.
Well,
that,
watch
that's
our
a
tongue.
Human being. You should do that
okay.
too.
Okay, I got
seeing
it.
Seeing that you are this.
I have another interpretation for Bo'u Cheshbon.
Okay.
It's a joke, so I don't want to ruin this beautiful moment of what it is. But so Cheshbon is like, right? Yeah, stop recording.
Okay. Everyone have a good Shabbos.